Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
To Daily Pop. The drama is about to go next level on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Denise and Teddy are out, and we have all the tea on the new ladies joining the show, plus a warning from Kyle Richards.
Well, she would know. 11 years in.
It's crazy.
First up, E! News has learned that Kathy Hilton is joining the show. Justin, you know many of these ladies, so you've probably known Kathy for many years. Is this a good fit?
By the way, I would pay Kathy Hilton six figures just to go on a home tour.
Oh, yeah. My God, of course.
The episode with the home tour would be worth every penny. And I think for Kathy Hilton, the way she's coming in as a friend, which means your commitment to the show is not as crazy as when you're a housewife. Okay. You can kind of come and go as you please, and there's not that much pressure. For me, it's kind of sort of the best way to come in, especially when you're a known name, especially when you're busy like Kathy Hilton is. You know, I think this is a good fit for her.
Have they been asking her for years? I mean, truthfully, have they been wanting Kathy? I mean,
well,
I would imagine that would have been like a huge score for them that they've had in their mind since the beginning.
You know, this is the worst, hardest secret for me to keep. To be honest, this was the hardest secret for me to keep. I saw Kathy Hilton having lunch with someone. There's a guy who works at the production company, and he only leaves his office and meets with people if there's drama on set, if someone needs to be wrangled in, or if he needs to procure a new housewife.
Oh, wow.
His name is Alex. I walked into this restaurant. I saw Kyle and Kathy sitting there with this guy named Alex, and I was like, it's done. It's over. She's going to be a housewife. I didn't even tell this to Kyle that I saw them sitting there.
That's hilarious.
So it was like kind of sort of like sneaky, and when I asked her about it, I was like, oh, my God, what'd you do last night? And she was like, oh, nothing. I just said, you know, I had drinks with Kathy. And I'm like, ha-ha! You're setting it up. You're setting it up.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Are you excited to see her on this show?
I mean, listen, I think that Kathy Hilton is just like, she's the original housewife, whether there is a camera on her or not, right? Like, it's exactly what you said, Justin. She has been doing this Beverly Hills thing for years. The house is perfect. The Christmas decorations are always perfect. She's lovely. Every time I've ever had a conversation with Kathy Hilton, she's always so well-spoken. She's so poised. She scares me a little bit. She told me I had good style once, and I was like, oh, my God, thank you so much. So I think she's going to do an amazing job. I do think that it is the perfect dynamic for her to come in. I mean, this is her younger sister's kind of, it's her show. Kyle's been on the show for 11 years. I think having Kathy is sort of Kyle's sort of, not backdrop, but somebody that she can vent to and kind of bring in, I think is kind of the right approach for them as sisters as well, because it's not just like all of a sudden, here you go, after all this time, you're just going to be a full-on housewife. I think it's going to go well. I think it's going to be interesting. I definitely think there's going to be, as expected, there's going to be some drama. There's going to be some conflict, so, like there always is.
Is Paris and Nikki going to make appearances?
For friend money? No, boo. No. That comes when I get a diamond. You know what I mean? Like, geez. you kind of sort of dangle that in people's faces. Like, yeah, I can do this friend thing. You're going to get the home and these seven Pomeranians, but you don't get Nikki and Paris until I get that diamond and I'm standing
in the middle. But don't you think, Justin, if Kathy throws an event or fundraiser or something at her house, Paris and Hilton will be there where the cameras will acknowledge them. They just might not be in a scene. They'll definitely walk by. They'll definitely have their name. They love their mom. They're going to show up for sure.
Yes.
That's true. true. All right. Well, a totally insane season. Remember the Denise and Brandy drama?
Remember.
Even Kyle agrees you've got to have really thick skin to survive on this show. Here's what she said on SiriusXM's The Jenny McCarthy Show.
You really have to be a strong, confident person. You know, it's really hard coming into this group. I don't know. I mean, I could say I totally get it, but I don't, because when I came into the show, you know, 11 years ago, we were all starting together for the first time. I can't imagine what it feels like coming into this group of this, you know, show that's, you know, successful all these years. And, you know, I mean, it must be so strange. So you really have to have a lot of confidence and, you know, be very opinionated and outspoken and not afraid to speak up.
Wow. All right. The other person joining the Bravo show is businesswoman Crystal Minko. Mm-hmm. Now, Kyle told Jenny she's met her a couple of times, likes her, says she's confident and should be great. But how hard would it be to join this group, especially after all the drama from last season?
You know, it's like finding a juror for a celebrity trial. Mm. Everyone knows what's going on, right? It 100% is.
That even was so saying, brilliantly put. I really want you to know that was so brilliantly put. Correct. Continue. Well
that's
said.
That's what it's like. It's like, you know, I go back to season one when no one knew what was going on and everything was kind of sort of new. No one had any pretenses. No one had any angles.
Yeah.
So I think to find the perfect woman, you almost have to go to somewhere like where there's no television. But on the other hand, having somebody who understands the game and knows that you have to come in with thick skin does help the show because, look, we're all here. We're doing a job. Let's go with it. You might get a season or half a season to catch your footing, but you got to jump on this train. It's 11 seasons in, honey.
Yeah, and so do they all know Crystal very well? She's mostly Kathy's friend, right?
It's always a friend that brings someone in, right, Justin? That's always how you do it. Well, if you have a small connection to one person, everyone kind of knows everybody anyway. So it's just like, I don't know her very well, she's blah, blah, blah's friend, and then all the ladies form their own relationships,
right.
And then there and behold, the drama unfolds because, you know,
someone's
she does
something. Not like her.
Yeah, exactly. We know this recipe. It's not anything new. It's all going to happen the same exact way.
You're exactly right.
That's, 100%.
That's it. Okay, things got all kinds of ugly last night on The Bachelorette. Yosef was not impressed with the game of strip dodgeball, and he laid into Claire. Watch.
I can't believe that actually occurred. That's not the type of example I want set for my daughter. You're not setting the right example for my daughter. Like, I feel like I even have to explain now. I'm ashamed to be associated with you. I can't believe I sacrificed so much to be here just to watch this distasteful and classless display.
Do not ever talk to me like that. I never thought I'd ever have to tell any man that I would never want them being the father of my child, and I stand by that. I would never want my children having a father like you. Get out of here.
I expected way more from the oldest bachelorette in history.
Bro, what are you talking about?
Go home.
Remember, you're almost 40.
Oh! My gosh. Okay, so was he out of line?
Carissa's like, where do we go?
I don't even know where to go from here. Because here's the thing. This is where I'm confused, Yosef. You know, some people, I guess, maybe like to take the blind, or at least pretend, I don't know what the Bachelor or Bachelorette's all about. My friend signed me up, so that's why I came on the show. My mama said I should do this show, so I did it. Have you never seen an episode? I mean, they do goofy stuff. They do silly stuff. They sexualize the crap out of you. That's what the Bachelor and the Bachelorette is. And if you weren't ready to sign up for that, why the hell did you join the show?
That was true. I agree with Carissa.
First of all, if I was Claire, I would have been like, give me 2 minutes. Hold on. TT and Dave, jump out these bushes. Let's fight this MF. You know what I mean? Like, I cannot stand when people, and I feel bad because this guy is always going to be known as the guy who went off on Claire because he was feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
When you're on reality TV, you have to remember this sticks with you forever. It is never going to go anyway. And second of all, if you didn't want to put yourself there, the classy thing to do was go to the producers, sideline and say, hey, I don't want to be a part of this. I have a kid. Meanwhile,
I've been hearing on Twitter, allegedly, this man's been sending all kinds of nasty stuff that he wouldn't want his daughter to see to people out there
now
in DMs.
Now you've opened a door, Yosef.
Allegedly.
You opened a door, but people are looking, right?
Like, allegedly, Justin's looking.
Secret anymore.
Oh, I'm looking all day. Oh, I'm looking. For my journalistic integrity, I have to look and research.
Like, listen, I understand. You have the right to stand up for yourself. If you find something uncomfortable, 100% you should be allowed to say that. Don't feel like you have to go with the flow just for the sake of a show. But, you know, you don't have to, like,
go
why
there.
Did he have to go out with the punch, right?
He just said,
take me out of the show. This obviously isn't the right fit for me. I'm in over my head. I didn't know what I was signing up for.
But let me ask you a question, because I will say this.
Yeah.
I have to say this. If the roles were reversed and we were watching The Bachelor, and let's say Clay, The Bachelor, had a strip dodgeball game with 25 right. women.
Which they do. Which
do
they
you
do.
Think?
They do that.
They're all in bikinis half of the season. They always are finding them by the pool,
mm-hmm.
or they're finding them, you know, we're going to go do a beach day, or we're going to go do this.
If they had a strip dodgeball game on The Bachelor, do you think it would be kosher?
No, it wouldn't.
Thank you. I rest
you
my case.
Wait, I feel but like we just talked about this not that long ago that they did something. There was some sort of like wrestling or mud wrestling on The Bachelor.
Yes, they did do a
What are you
wrestling.
Talking about? You are out of your mind. They do this stuff with women all the time. The women just go along with it a little bit more. I definitely think Yosef could have said, look, this makes me uncomfortable. This is not the example I want to set with my daughter. I'm here for my real intentions. I really want to get to know you. I really want to potentially be your husband, as insane as that sounds, but this is not what I'm comfortable doing. He didn't have to go nasty. I think that
100%.
that was his downfall in this. But in regards to what the men were asked to do, women have to do this 10 times worse all the time. They do. They keep it super equal.
Yeah,
let's not
yeah.
pretend like, that they
everyone's
don't.
Everyone's sexualized yeah. on the show.
Like, everyone's stripping down.
If you're the PA that hands
sure.
the water
yes.
bottle to The Bachelor, you will be sexualized.
100%. We can't, yeah.
I bet you if you talk to this guy in a few more months and talk to a lot of people who are on reality TV right now, reality TV is going to look a lot different because people are going through a pandemic. And I think what's happening is people have situational depression that comes out
100%.
In different ways.
Oh, God.
So this guy is probably going to look back on that and say, oh, my God, I was in a pandemic. I wasn't thinking right. I left my daughter, which is weird that you left your daughter to go on a show during a pandemic that you probably was not going to see her for 6 weeks. Now it's all not making sense. Like, I just think they probably should have said, you know what? We're not going to film this show this season. Some of these people might not be in their right minds, and we're gonna make this go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They want
the
that.
Show, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
they
that's
want
like
people.
Perfect recipe for a great season.
Look at what we're getting.
Feeling like they're about to lose it.
For yeah. sure. I actually thought Claire didn't finish the season because she hit him and went to jail.
that
would have been me.
That would have been good. Up next, you guys, did you hear the news? Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, they're getting married. What took them so long? That's ahead.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I never, in my wildest dreams, thought I would write a song with that guy. I mean, he's so talented. He's an amazing writer. And, every time I collaborate with anyone, I feel like it's always the best thing I've ever done. It's weird. I think about it now, and I can't believe that I get to be part of that, and I'm really excited about it.
She's the cutest thing. It's Gwen Stefani talking about making music with Blake. That was back in 2016. Now the couple is engaged after 5 years of dating. They both shared the good news on Instagram. Gwen captioned the pic with a simple, yes, please.
Aww.
And Blake sweetly responded, thanks for saving my 2020 and the rest of my life. Are you surprised he finally popped the question?
Here's the situation with these two. I think it's totally different. I think it really depends on when you meet in your life. They have been together for 5 years. They both have been married. She has children. I just feel like the rush for getting engaged for people in those circumstances are just less. They just really wanted to figure out if they really liked and loved each other, and they were just enjoying themselves. And then they realized, like, all right, 5 years in, like, this really is not just a relationship. Like, I felt like this was the most responsible approach to their
union. I feel like they did it correctly. If I was engaged or if I was in a relationship, I had never been married, I had no children, and somebody thought that I was going to date them for 5 years and then get engaged, that is never in hell would I have waited that long. Never. But this is different. I think it works for them.
Justin?
Justin, you'd wait for 5 years for someone to propose to you?
If I had already been married before and I went down aisle.
If you had before, not.
I think I would do it. And I was, if I did not go down that road before with somebody else, no, I would not wait 5 years. You know, for me, it's so crazy because I always figured that they would be like a Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell kind of couple, where they both have done it before and now they're just living their best lives and keeping people questioning. Because I hate to say this because I know it doesn't really apply to them, but sometimes men don't like change.
Yeah.
And sometimes buying a different brand of toothpaste will send a man into a tailspin. You know what I mean?
It's so
like,
funny.
What's this Crest? We always use Colgate. Like, you know, it's like thinking. So for me, I just, sometimes when a man's been married before and they've done this whole thing before, sometimes the pressure to get married again kind of throws them for a loop. I almost wish that they would have said, you know what, this is just a diamond ring. I'm going to be engaged forever.
They very well might. You
know? I don't know. She's trying to get an annulment from Gavin Rossdale. Like, I think she's setting herself up to be in John Galliano again and walk down that aisle.
There's been no secret that these two have been obsessed with each other since day one. They gush about each other every second that they can. I almost feel like, yes, they always thought they were going to get married. I do think religion and the annulment had a lot to do with why it took as long as it did. I also feel at this point, maybe, you know, kind of back to whenever Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt got engaged because the kids were like, hey, get married. Like, her kids are so comfortable with Blake. We see them all the time on social that they spend a lot of time together. So it might have been a thing where they said, like, are you going to marry this guy? You know, what's the deal? Is he my stepdad? What is it?
Yeah.
And so I feel as though they're doing it almost for symbolically because they don't, I feel like we've known that they were going to be together for the long term since the very beginning.
Oh,
as far as like waiting for the first time, I mean, Shannon and I dated for about this amount of time.
But you were long distance. There was a lot going on. Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, if it works, it works no matter whenever the ring comes.
Whoa. I don't imagine that you were saying, yeah, whenever the ring comes. I feel like you were looking at that clock, looking at him.
I know you like to think that, but it really wasn't. It really wasn't like that because it got to, it's a whole
She was focused on seeing him too. That's the difference when you're long distance. It's different if you are in a relationship with somebody, they live down the street from you, you're together for 2 years, then 3 years, and then there is no progression in your relationship. You're a woman who wants to get married. You feel like he's like, yeah. I mean, do you really want to wait 3 extra years when you kind of know already? Like, it's just, I don't know. That's my personal opinion. I wouldn't wait 5 years. Why would you want to wait 5 years to marry me anyway? You know, what takes so long?
Well, for Shannon, what took so long is I think he was worried about not meeting my expectations with a lot of things, with the proposal, with the whatever. And it took a long time for him to feel like he could do it properly, I think. And so I had to eventually have the conversation with him just saying, like, please stop worrying about this. Like, however it's going to be, I'm going to be so thrilled. I just want to hear the question. Like, that's all it's going to have to be. And that's all it was. It ended up being, like, the most, like, simplistic and, like, just us moment for the proposal, and it was great.
Well, and you also knew he wanted to marry you.
Ladies, listen to this. I have a friend right now who has all these expectations about her engagement, who has all these expectations about this engagement ring, and her fiancé is feeling, her soon-to-be fiancé is feeling the same way. He hadn't proposed a year out because he feels like she has all these expectations. She's going to lose this man and lose this ring. If she doesn't. Yes!
I mean, at the time, too, that's when everybody was doing those, like, flash dance proposals and all these things, and he was just like, and I would be like, oh my God, that's so cute, and he would hear me, and I'm like, you don't have to do a flash dance, man.
Just
bring your man to K, let him pass by that eternity band aisle, point at one that's under $500 and say, let's do it.
Well, under 500? I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. Coming up, you guys, Kelly Rowland dishes on her close friendship with Sierra, Serena, and Lala. And of course, her love for Beyonce. Plus, how Chris Hemsworth is definitely making 2020 better. It may or may not have to do with his abs. Don't go away.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Kids always know how to interrupt at the absolute worst times. It's their specialty. Just ask Chris Hemsworth. Chris was doing an underwater meditation for a group center's website, and his son just like, would not leave him alone. Oh, that's so cute.
Can I just tell you that, like, I feel really bad for saying this, and I should probably call my mother today and apologize because I'm about to piss her off. When I was younger, my mom would pretend like she was using the restroom so she can get a break from us.
Right.
Like, yeah. This is what kids do. They don't even give you a break when you're trying to meditate underwater. You have to go to the bottom of the sea.
I know.
And swim with fish to get away from your kids.
And the more you tell them, please leave me alone for a minute, or like, give me 5 minutes, the more they're like, oh, well, this would be even so much more fun to annoy you right now. I mean, the more you push them away, the more they want to do it, because now it's funny.
Oh my God, yes, I'm terrified now. Like, I am terrified of this. It's going to happen.
Could you meditate underwater?
I can't meditate above water. I can't meditate anywhere. I try every day. Never in life.
I can't either. I know. We need practice on that. Okay. Kylie Jenner just revealed a huge secret. She's been hiding who she really is. Kylie made the confession during a Halloween makeup tutorial with James Charles on his YouTube channel.
I think that I showed my personality, like my true personality, for so long on Vine and...
That was 5 years ago.
I know, when I first started Instagram. Yeah. And then I just, as I got bigger and bigger, I just realized, like, I don't know, when people used to say mean things about how I really am, mm-hmm. and my personality and what I love the most about myself, it would hurt me more than like almost playing a character, like not showing people everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just started like doing a little less.
Mm-hmm. I hate
which is
that.
Sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
It makes me sad.
Aww. Does it surprise you to hear that Kylie has not been her authentic self?
Not at all.
Not at all. I was going to say that. Not at all.
I think when you're in reality TV and your personality, there is a part of you that you have to keep so guarded just not to lose yourself. Mm. And I think for her too, she came on the scene when she was 10 years old.
Yeah,
she got
crazy.
Into social media in her tweens. I thankfully got to be weird and awkward in the privacy of my mom's bathroom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When nobody was home doing weird stuff. She had to go through puberty and those tween years with everybody commenting on what they thought about her. Of course, she is going to turn into Paris Hilton, and every time the camera comes on, she's going to put on a facade because she wants to protect herself.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just makes me sad because her goofy side, I noticed that too whenever, just on that latest episode, or maybe it was 2 episodes ago, that whenever Kendall and her got into that argument. But before that, it was like she was being funny, she was being goofy, she felt like she had her guard down. I think she had a little liquid courage in her.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this is so fun. I wish she would show that more, because normally she seems so grown up for such a young girl. And yes, I know she's a billionaire who runs her own business. So, and she's also a mother now, which definitely makes you grow up faster.
Yeah.
But the silly, the goofy, the lighthearted, joke-cracking Kylie, like, to me, that's the cutest Kylie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I just think it's one of those things that happens. I mean, she also did grow up, and she probably does want to have a little bit of a different persona in public. So I think it's a combination of things. I'm sure the people closest to her get to see her real self. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, her being in the public eye is kind of her job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So kind of putting that shield up a little bit. Like, we're not our full selves at work. Or maybe I am,
no,
and that's why I get in trouble.
For sure. I think you got to hide a little bit of yourself. This is just a part of who I am, but I think everybody's two-faced. I think everybody has a work self and then a real self. You're not going to show your free flag at work?
Of course.
Yeah, everyone's complex.
You oversleep in the mornings like me, you're like trying to rush into work and you want to be stressed. You're like, no, the lights are on, the camera's on, like we're doing a show, and anything that might have been stressing me out leading up to the show goes out the window.
100%.
Because we're here to have fun with you, the viewers, and like, that's what we're here for, an escape and have fun. And that's why I love this show, because this is an escape for me.
100%. It's true. It really, honestly, no matter what's so well said, Carissa, no matter what circumstance is going on, you could be having the worst day in the entire world. The second you sit in that chair, for some reason, you are able to lock in and just be like, all right, we're doing this for the next hour and we're just not focusing on anything else. That takes a lot. That's not easy to do that. So we're lucky. It's
fun. I hope you guys are having a great day, and thanks for having fun with us. Okay, so coming up, Kelly Rowland tells us about her pregnancy and how she was able to keep it a secret for so long.
Gotcha.
And J-Lo's got a new love interest, but are we feeling it? Yeah. This one is going to get good. We'll be right back. Big news for Jennifer Lopez. She has another rom-com in the works. This girl never stops working. And this time, her love interest is the one and only Armie Hammer. The movie is called Shotgun Wedding, and Armie will play J-Lo's soon-to-be husband. Now, I've heard some mixed feelings about this one. Do you see Armie and J-Lo as a hot, sexy couple in a rom-com?
I don't know. I actually would have never put them together, and I'm just trying to imagine them now. I mean, my instinct is to say no, but also she's so stunning and hot, and he's so gorgeous. So, like, I feel like when they're on screen together, they might just really enjoy looking at each other, and you might kind of feel that chemistry. So I think it really might be pleasantly surprising.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't have been like those two.
You know when you waltz with a professional and you
Of course.
Every week. Follow their lead and you know, you let them go. I mean, we're talking about the woman who made Ralph Fiennes fine. Like, who makes Ralph Fiennes fine and made him in head? You know what I mean? Like, she can bring that out in her co-star. I just think she needs somebody with a pulse who can say two words, and she's good. That movie's gonna make millions.
You know, they're exactly. And honestly, when it comes to rom-coms, like, there's a lot of them actually that you can think of that you're like, well, I wouldn't have really put them ever together, but it works. Like, even Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant. Like, if you just hear about them, they're both good looking, but I wouldn't have put them together.
Me either.
But it worked.
100%.
They sold it because they're good actors. Okay, so the queen of rom-coms, Julia Roberts, oh, speaking of Julia, is celebrating her birthday today. The Oscar winner turns 53, and in honor of her big day, Justin is taking a look back at some of her greatest roles. Made in Manhattan better be in there.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Walk, walk, walk!
I've got moves. You've never seen it.
Have you seen any of the films I'm in?
You better believe it. Hit the music. Pretty Woman is one of the best movies of all time, hands down.
I play a prostitute.
It solidified Julia's leading lady status, and it taught us some serious life lessons. Like, don't judge a book by its cover.
Big mistake. Big.
And only go home with the man who looks like Richard Gere. Also, the importance of table manners.
Salad fork, dinner fork.
We've also learned a few other lessons from her other films. Eat, Pray, Love, reminding us to take time to eat, pray, love. Notting Hill and My Best Friend's Wedding made us get in tune with our feelings.
Choose me. Marry me.
And Aaron Brockovich taught us it's all right to put a bitch in its place sometimes.
That's all you got, lady. Two wrong feet and f***ing ugly shoes.
Happy birthday, Julia. We hope your day is full of...
salad. A little bit of vodka.
I said Made in Manhattan, by the way. I meant Notting Hill. Okay, up next, happy birthday, Julia. People cannot stop smiling and talking about Emily in Paris and all that fashion. We're recreating some of our favorite looks from the show and revealing how you can do it, too. I binge-watched this last night. So good.
Yes, so good.
We worship designer so much that we spend all we've saved on a dumb accessory just to feel like we're somehow on your runway. Without basic bitches like me, you wouldn't be fashionable.
Wow, Netflix's Emily in Paris has us all thinking très chic when it comes to the show's bold fashion, fashion and style expert, Brooke Jeffy, is here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It feels so good to be back in the studio.
I was so excited for this segment. Last night, I had to watch the show. I only got through the first three episodes, but already I'm so hooked. And I mean, the fashion's unreal. I'm like wanting everything on the screen in my wardrobe.
We love Emily in Paris, and our lead, Emily, brings fun back to fashion. She's the total old-fashioned risk taker, which is just one of the reasons we love her. And Patricia Field, you know, incredible stylist, has us all excited about clothing again.
Oh my gosh. So let's go through some looks. We're going to recreate it. Let's kick it back to the black and white checkered suit with a very French red beret.
So this look, I think many people would agree, is kind of, I would say, the iconic takeaway look from the show.
Yeah.
Emily's wearing here in this, well, Jessica, our model, is wearing an H&M jacket inspired by her head-to-toe houndstooth suit in the show. It's $34.99. Ooh. We love it from H&M. If you're going to buy a plaid item this season, it's really about the blazer. We grounded it here with this just easy leather skirt from Ted Baker.
I love that skirt.
I know, I love it. Available at Bloomingdale's, $156. Emily is known for these signature short hemlines, so we love mini skirts on her and mini dresses. And then, of course, that red beret at the top, $12.99. And then these great Mary Janes here from Lulu's, $27. But, you know, when you think of the show and you think of a look, this is probably the one you're going to be talking about.
So good. I love it. Okay, another look that we loved was the floral dress and moto jacket combo.
What I love about this look from the show is that, well, first of all, it's so Emily. She's always kind of embracing prints and that very feminine spirit. I also feel this is a look women can really create with things they may already have in their closet. The dress here from Lulu's, we love it for $41. Love that she's got this great, you know, Patricia Field never forgets the footwear. I love you know, she's got this great white booty, another fashion risk. And then this vegan leather jacket from Lulu's for $51. Crossbody bag, Rebecca Minkoff. She matches her bag to the print of her dress.
I love that
Emily does that. She's never going to shy away from color. And she gives us permission to be matchy-matchy.
And this makes me want more bags in my closet because I am so safe whenever I get bags. I'm like, well, I need to be able to wear it all the time. So I get the traditional red, black, brown.
But exactly.
Yes, get the fun blue sometimes.
Exactly. Who has a blue bag? And we all need that hands-free lifestyle. Emily is very, you know, always Instagramming and celebrating the fact that she's in beautiful Paris. Yeah. So you need that hands-free crossbody bag.
So cute. Okay, we have to talk about Emily's scene-stealing look and the bright pink coat. Can we pull this off?
Okay, well, this head-to-toe fuchsia moment is definitely memorable from the show. She makes an entrance. I think that is the key lesson in this look, is that walk into a room and steal the scene with an incredible statement-making fashion coat. This one is from Topshop. It's $150. It's so much look.
So
you get
cute.
The wool. You get the belting that's double-breasted. And then this crossbody Kate Spade bag. It's just over $100. And then we grounded it back to a black jean. In the show, she's got, you know, the coordinating black and fuchsia knitwear and the jacket and the shoe. We love putting it back to black because this is something that's very achievable.
You know, my one question now is, how did she not have 25 suitcases with her with how much fashion she had? When she came in, she only had 3 suitcases. That just doesn't work, Emily. They
should have
fixed
that. It's television.
I know, and I ask too many questions sometimes. Okay, so let's not forget about one of our other favorite characters from the show, Camille.
Okay, so what's really, really important to getting the whole essence of Emily in Paris are the supporting characters, the French women, and how they dress. And Camille is very much grounded in a much more neutral palette. And I think Patricia Field probably did that very intentionally as a foil to Emily. Here, she's wearing one of the key looks from the show, this sheer illusion blouse. This one's from Zara, $39. She's got these plaid skirt on. Front is a skirt, back is a short from Zara.
Can you wear a skirt? Like, what age can you wear a skirt?
You can pull off a skirt. Age is a state of mind.
Okay, I love
so
that.
So we love the, you know, French women are known for kind of mixing unexpected items together and making it look effortless. So this really delicate feminine top back to a heartier tartan. And then this awesome lug sole booty from Aerosoles for $170. Lug sole booties are the booty of fall for anyone who is looking for a new shoe. This instantly makes your outfit cool, girl.
I love that. Thank you. Those are all so good.
Thank
and now
you.
I just want to go to Paris.
I know. I want to go to Paris. And thank you, Emily, for letting us celebrate fashion again.
100%. If you guys want some more styling tips, check out Brooke's Instagram at BrookeJeffyStyle. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, you guys, up next, Kelly Rowland tells us how her son really feels about becoming a big brother after the break. Welcome back. Justin sat down with Kelly Rowland. What is going on with the mom-to-be?
Well, I spoke to her about the 3 Bs, Baby, Beyonce, and Oral-B. Take a look. You guys, welcome to Daily Pop. Singer, actress, designer, and chairman of the Melanin Mafia, Miss Kelly Rowland, everybody.
Oh my God, first of all, you just gave me the best idea. Melanin Mafia. I gotta write that down.
Oh, you better. I mean, it's you, Lala, Serena, and Ciara. I just figured that y'all had gotten this all on an LLC or something.
No, we don't. I have to talk to them about that. That's so cool. The Melanin Mafia. I love that.
Why is it so important for you guys to have one another, especially in this environment?
I think that when it comes to women doing so many different things, you know, on their own and being able to support each other and love on each other and be there for each other and encourage each other, you know, outside of course, my unit being Michelle, like I have them and we have each other and it's just so beautiful.
Now, they must be real friends because they kept that pregnancy secret like nobody else's business. How did you keep this from the world for so long and how hard was it?
It wasn't too hard. It's COVID. You know what I mean? So we're in this pandemic and I'm just home.
How excited was Titan to know that he was going to be a big brother? And does he have a preference? Does he want a boy or does he want a girl?
He said that he wants a boy, but he's recently said he's wanted a girl. He is over the moon about being a big brother. He has already named the baby.
Are you telling him like he has to keep it a secret? Like we gotta keep this close to the chest?
We just said that it's just for family, and he knows that. So, you know, our family knows, but it's just us that know. But yeah, we're really excited to, I mean, you know, Tim and I are excited to be parents of two. A little daunting between two kids.
Sure.
and how crazy that is and trying to balance everything off. But I'm really, really excited for sure.
You know, I often hear that the second pregnancy is much easier than the first because you're not as worried as the first time around. Are you having that same feeling that this is kind of sort of a breeze?
I just feel like things are definitely different. My first trimester, my teeth were so sensitive. So this whole new relationship that I have with Oral-B now just kind of came at the perfect time because it was so cool the way they sent me this beautiful Oral-B, their new Oral-B IO toothbrush. I mean, it's really innovative. It's very cool. I'm literally cleaning my teeth and it felt like I just left the dentist's office.
Now, I have to ask you, my favorite smile of the year is in Brown Skin Girl. It's beautiful. When you and Queen Bee were like this, and all of a sudden there was this little smile that you guys gave one another, what was going through your mind at that moment? Because I have a few, I've put together a list of a few things that I think happened.
I want to know what your list consists of, but I mean, I think it was more so just love, and I think it was so much love above anything, like love and admiration and respect and being able to see someone deeply.
I thought it was, girl, you remember those times we used to make our own costumes and do our own hair, and now we up in Ghana just looking at each other with all this Givenchy around us?
That's funny.
Kelly Rowland, thank you so much for being here. I need you to send me that Oral-B and I need you to give me that album. Is that cool?
No, I can definitely send you the new Oral-B IO. I will make sure I put that on my list for you, and album coming very soon.
Yay! She's so beautiful.
Gorgeous. It's sick.
It scares me. My sister looks like that.
Oh my gosh.
My sister has looked like that since she was 12 years old. She never had a rough day.
Oh, lucky her.
Must be nice. I have one every day.
I don't know that feeling. Still ahead, Salma Hayek gives a very big shout out to a very deserving group of people. Why she's sharing her immense gratitude next. Today is National First Responders Day, so we are honoring the heroic men and women who put their lives on the line to keep us all safe. Mm-hmm. Salma Hayek thanked the men and women battling the wildfires in California, writing, "I can't help but feel an immense sense of gratitude for all the first responders that came to the rescue of so many people, animals, and properties."
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wow.
And we asked you guys about your heroes, and here's what you told us. We have Jenny from Florida says her husband, a police officer named Charles Lance, is her hero. She told us he goes above and beyond for our community and for his family. He never misses a game or a school function.
Love
that
man.
That's so sweet.
I mean, that
too.
Very cute. The whole family's so cute. All right, Carrie in North Carolina told us about her son, Shane. He's a full-time paramedic who works in the ER while also in school full-time to get his bachelor's degree in emergency medical science.
Wow.
Okay. She proudly shared he was just named Rookie Firefighter of the Year.
Wow, he does it all.
He's doing a lot.
I just need my kid to do half of that.
Yeah.
And I will be fine.
Right.
Okay?
A Scotia that.
Another proud mama, Denise, is shouting out her son, Joshua, who went through the fire academy during the pandemic. He needs to come through my doors during the pandemic. She said he's a great team player and wants to work hard. Denise!
Yes, he does. He's working hard on those arms.
Denise, where do you live, Denise?
You're going to need to tweet more information. He's off Twitter. You're going to need to DM him more information about that. Okay, Pamela is a proud aunt of Logan, who's also a firefighter. She shared, it takes a special person. They run in while others run out.
Absolutely.
So you guys, aren't you guys going to do that Kate Winslet thing for me for my birthday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're working on it. You want him?
I saw a few people in there who look like they can build a role.
We'll find you some firefighters. Thank you so much to all of our first responders. We honor you today. All right, before we go, we have one last question. Would you be okay with your man having a female best friend? Former bachelorette Hannah Brown was just on Caitlin Bristow's Off the Vine podcast sharing the advice she gave to new bachelor Matt James, who also happens to be her bestie.
I wrote in his journal, I was like, just make sure she likes me and she's okay with me being your BFF. Because you know, girls are going to be weird about that.
Girls can be weird about that. Would you be weird about it if your man's best friend was a girl?
It's not about you, Hannah Brown. This is not a Hannah Brown thing. This is a girl thing. When a girl is friends with a guy and they're giving them dating advice, they never think about, okay, is this guy good enough? Is this girl good enough for this guy? It's always, can I be friends with her? Does she like me? It's not about you.
That's true.
I feel like that would be something that we would tease Carissa about. Like, she needs to like me too. And I just can't believe that she said that. But listen, very rarely do men who have women best friends get into a relationship and the girl likes her. It's a very hard... Hard line.
Shannon has a very close girlfriend, and I do really, really like her a lot.
Childhood
her name's
friend?
Gigi. You know, they met older, but they've never dated. That's why it's worked. Like, if it was an ex, I think it would be a little more challenging.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I could probably get there, but it would definitely take more time. But because these two have only had a platonic friendship, it works.
You see, that would be a problem for me.
I like her.
Because you wonder, like, are you guys wondering what you look like naked? That's what I would think all the time. I would much rather you see the bits and realize you don't like them
friends. That's when you're younger. You don't want
to
be with
seeing the bits.
No. If your partner has had sex with somebody that you're friends with, you can't. And there's no more friendship after that. Doesn't work. That's like when you're 23. You're like, we're all friends. It doesn't work.
All right, you guys, that's it for us today. Thank you so much for joining us. And tomorrow we are going to get into the Halloween spirit with Kelly Ripa. And you've got to hear what she confessed about her husband, Mark. Is it that good?
Girl, it should not even be on daytime.
Oh,
I'm excited.
That's the kind of news we like on Daily Pop. Okay, plus Dua Lipa is dropping secrets about her new project. Make sure you check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30. Morgan is on that show.
Please.
And it's really, really funny. And join us every weekday at 11 a.m. here on E! For more Daily Pop. If you set your DVRs, you won't miss us. So
100%. That makes it... And tell your friends about the new time. We're just sitting here drinking tea, talking crap.
We'll see you all tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.